Wouldn't be a monster party without Al Lewis, Grandpa Munster from the TV show The Munsters. Hello, Grandpa Munster.
Yes, good evening, good evening, good evening. How are you?
I'm okay. How you doing tonight?
Very well.
Now, word on the street is that you're running for governor of the state of New York. Under the Green Party?
That is correct, sir. And that must tell you that the condition of the state of New York is horrible.
Well, why aren't you running under the Monster Party or the Zombie Party or something?
There ain't no such party. Well, maybe nobody else asked me.
You could start one.
Yeah, but they didn't ask me, and they already got one, so I'm jumped on the bandwagon.
Who's the Monster Party running this year?
Let me see. Howard Stern.
So you're going to run for governor of New York.
That's right. I am.
As the Green Party, I guess the elections are in November?
That is correct, sir.
And if you win, you would be beating Pataki, right?
No, I have no primary. No, the Democrats have a primary. Pataki is the incumbent, and the Democrats have three candidates. They're going to have a primary sometime in October. And I'm running without a primary. I'm running on the Green Party ticket.
Well, Grandpa Al Lewis, do you think there's any difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, really?
It's the difference between a girl who walks the street or one who makes house calls.
You're saying they're all whores.
That's about it.
Hey, what are you going to do? What about the big rat problem in New York City? We're talking about varmints and vermin tonight. What's
now
going on?
You're talking
with the
about two-legged ones.
Well,
there's a whole lot of them. And most of them in the state capitol.
Are you going to let Giuliani, tell Giuliani to cool out on Times Square and let him bring back porn?
Well, that man is, he's totally out of it, man. I mean, he is totally out of it, man. I mean, I call him Benito Giuliani. And the only thing he has to do now is build a balcony and review the... that man is... Forget it, man. He's gone.
Well, let me ask you a personal question.
Sure,
Since this is the season of asking political people personal questions, right. If you get into the if you get elected, you're in the governor's mansion there in the state of New York, mm-hmm. Are you going to get it on with a young 19-year-old intern?
Why would I have to wait till I become the governor for that? That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Because you got some interns on the campaign right now.
Why would I have to wait that long?
Well, what do you think of that whole President Clinton scandal? Do you think he has it coming, or do you think people should just nose out of his private life?
Let me tell you something. First of all, I did a big TV show here in New York that everybody watches, a news show, and they were going to talk to me. I've been on a couple of times about the race for governor. I said, before we go into this, let's talk a little bit now, honestly, about the president and, what's her name, Monica Lewinsky, right?
Right.
And I want you to raise your right hand. He said, wait, no, don't get personal. I said, no, I ain't going to get personal. I want you to raise your right hand and tell me that you swear that at no time, never, ever, ever did your daddy do some side action. I mean, let's face it, fellas. You know, I've been on the road, about... over 50 years, and I've been in 2,000 different hotels and at the bar, and there was the CEO or the manager or the producer or the director or the assistant man. Say, lady, you look like you're here all alone. Can I buy you a drink and, get together? And, I mean, come on, man. Good Lord. That is as common as roaches, man. The only thing I feel bad is for that dumb girl.
Everybody knows who she is now.
1998. I mean, did she think that she was going to, I'm going to make it with the CEO and the producer and the director? And man, it don't rub off. All it did was rub in for her. Now she talking to that woman is crazy. I could understand a woman like in 1906 thinking about that. But it's 1998, man. All he wants is, a way to get into any one of them three orifices. I mean, come on, man.
Well, at the very least, we can say that this is one candidate who tells it like it is.
Well, I don't know. She said he had a very small little Peter, and he said, well, she had a big mouth. I don't know.
We're talking to Al Lewis, better known as Grandpa Munster from the TV show The Munsters, and now running for governor of the state of New York. The newspaper came over the AP wire. The only quote they give you says, "I will get rid of the money changers, the thieves, and I'm not a politician." Al Lewis, explain. You're just a monster from TV, right?
Yeah, I'm a political animal. I know. Good Lord. Thank the Lord I'm not a politician. What are you talking about? Man, it's up to the water level underneath. The water is underneath everybody's chin in New York State, you know? And all I keep doing, and you could, I mean, if you were here and see and hear the response, I'm telling people, hey, folks, y'all getting screwed without Vaseline.
Well, once you're elected governor, Grandpa Al, how are you going to get rid of all the corporate control of the state?
Well, at the moment, I got a size 11 shoe. And New York State is bordered on the East Coast by the Atlantic Ocean. And them cats are going to find out how well they can swim or become shark meat.
This is one candidate that don't mess around.
No. I don't walk on no eggshells. You know, like they say in Texas, you got to dance with those that brung you. Well, I know who brung Pataki and the Democrats. Ain't nobody brung me, man. I paid my own way to the dance. I don't have to walk on no eggshells.
Now, what about Mario Cuomo? Did you think he was a good governor for your state, or did you think he was a bad egg like the rest of them?
He's a tricky willy, man. No carnival, man. He could talk. Good Lord.
There's only one tricky willy.
Yeah, that's all he was.
Well, the Green Party's usually associated with environmental issues.
Environmental and social, yeah. Well, the history of it, it had some modicum of success in Germany, a little bit of success in England. And here it's trying to establish a foothold. It's had pretty good success in New Mexico and Wisconsin, you know, in local races, you know. And it's building. It's building. And I'm telling you, I'm going to surprise a lot of people.
Did the party ask you to run, or did you step forward and say, I'm going to run?
It just came out of the blue. I just come home with my wife from a party, and the phone rang. It was one Saturday night about 3 months ago, and says, hi, I'm Craig Seaman, and we're from the Green Party. We're going up to Syracuse, and I have a meeting. Can you throw your name into the hopper? What? Yeah, for the governor. Whew, man, to say I was flabbergasted and surprised. I also felt very honored, but I said, well, let me talk to my wife, my three sons, and here we are.
I guess they were thinking if Ronald Reagan can be president, and if Clint Eastwood can be the mayor of Carmel, and if Sonny Bono can sit on Congress. And
yeah, because there is you have that initial, you know, name and face recognition.
Now, what about that guy? Wasn't one of the guys from the Love Boat, isn't he holding office now?
Fred Grandy was a representative from
Iowa. He was. I don't think he still is.
No, he'd step down.
And wasn't there a guy from Dukes of Hazzard that ran for something?
Ben Cooter Jones ran against Newt Gingrich and was defeated narrowly.
Well, he was running against Newt Gingrich. He's pretty famous.
Yeah.
Who are you running against besides Pataki there, Mr. Lewis?
Well, the Democrats have three candidates. They have Peter Vallone, the president of the city council in New York, and Betsy Ross. I mean, that's a Benedict Arnold. She was the lieutenant governor under the Republicans. Then she said, I'm now a Democrat. I'm switching. And then there's the Brooklyn district attorney, Charles Hines, and they're going to fight it out. And one of those will, you know, be the winner. And so that'll be, Pataki and me and the winner of the Democratic primary.
So I guess
I'm having a lot of fun doing it. I mean it.
I guess Cuomo doesn't run for the Democrats anymore. Are they done with him?
No. Hey, good Lord.
So how much fun are you having on the campaign trail?
How much aluminum siding can you sell, man?
What's it like campaigning for office of governor? I've never done it myself.
Well, you know, you're just like me, you know. I speak truth to power right in their face, you know. They don't like it, man. That's their burden. I ain't going to carry it, man. I carry my own burden. Even the dumbest mule knows that, you know. Don't be throwing stones in my wagon. I had a lot of fun doing it, and I get a chance to talk to people, you know. I don't have all the facilities that they have, you know. He has $12 million in the war chest, and the other cat's got $8 million, and she's got $6 million, you know. And the Green Party, like I say, has got $236 in the war chest, and every one of them dollars has the face of Jefferson Davis on it. And you know that don't get you far, man.
We're talking to Grandpa Munster Al Lewis from the TV show who's running for governor of New York. If you want to call into the program, we got a line open at 961-8900.
Yeah, let's hear them, folks.
Well, that doesn't mean somebody will call just because I say the phone number. But you never know.
What do you mean? Don't you? Did you ever get that feeling sometimes? You know, I did 18 years of radio, and occasionally it crops up, and you say to yourself while you're talking or something, gee, I wonder if somebody's listening. Did you ever get that feeling?
Hey, just about every Tuesday night at about 10 o'clock.
It's a constant companion.
Good
Lord. We'll be finding out here in a few minutes. 961-8900 is the phone number. 961-8900. Now, if you're running for governor of New York, why do you care about getting phone calls from late-night talk shows in Cincinnati, Ohio?
Because I like people. What are you talking about,
I like
man?
People,
I played
too.
Cincinnati. I played the theater there. What are you talking about,
But nobody in Cincinnati is going to be able to vote for you. There's a lot of politicians who won't do any interviews outside of their district because they think, there's no votes out there.
Well, you know what I say to them. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Two words. Yo mama.
He's not a politician, Chris. He already mentioned that. That's why he'll talk to anybody.
I said the phone number.
What do I have to hide?
I said the phone number is 961-8900 to talk to Al Lewis.
Just looking for something. You know what I mean?
Take a call from Dave. Hello, Dave. You're on with Grandpa Munster.
Hello.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Fine. Thank you. Hey, listen. If you don't get elected up in New York, would you consider running for Voinovich's seat?
Would I consider riding the last dropped off?
The governor of Ohio, George Voinovich, would you consider running for his seat?
Well, don't you have to live in Ohio first?
Well, I guess you can live there for like 60 days, become a carpetbagger, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, this is a word you can use. Oh, yeah, I'd run in Ohio. I'd kick his ass, man. What are you talking about?
Come on out, then. Ohio would love to have you. We can find a nice place for you to live somewhere out here in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I've been to Cincinnati. I played in Cleveland at Kane Park. I used to fly out to Cleveland and do the old Mike Douglas show.
Well, that's too bad.
You know, that originally came out of Cleveland.
Well, Cleveland's a yucky place, isn't it? The lake's always catching on fire.
Yeah. I wonder what they keep throwing in that damn lake.
What else is on your mind, Dave?
That's it?
Uh-huh. Thank you, Dave. God bless you.
Thank you.
See if we can do this without hanging up on you there, Al Lewis. You still there?
Hello.
Grandpa Al, have you taken part in any formal debates with any of the other candidates?
I haven't had any yet, and personally, I doubt if they're going to debate with me. They'll probably exclude me, you know what I mean? Good Lord, I make hash out of them.
Hey, Ross Perot's vice presidential candidate, he did a debate once. They couldn't kick him out.
Yeah, but then there were a couple of times he didn't get in. I remember that. I remember Ross couldn't get in. I mean, you know, that's scandalous, man.
Well, I'll tell you something. With the TV draw that you have and your experience in the broadcast medium, they'd be a fool not to have you on that ticket with Pataki and the Democrat.
I hope you're right.
Ratings would go up.
I hope you are right.
I'd be checking C-SPAN to see if we could get it here in Ohio.
I hope you're right.
Have you picked up any big endorsements, like from the FOP or anybody?
No, not officially, but I got... I got to tell you, this is a true story. I do a radio show weekly. I've been doing it about 16 months in New York on Saturday from 12 to 1:30. And after I finished the show, there was a protest meeting in front of the British Council. This was during the time when, you know, those three Irish kids got burned alive.
Right.
Somebody threw a petrol bomb or some junk like that. And I spoke. And at the meeting they assigned, this is God's truth, man. My wife is here, she'll tell you. There were 22 policemen there, and every one of them signed my petition. That's no lie, man. I mean, I've gotten support, ranges the whole, from, you know, bottom to the top, man, the whole strata of people. Because people have, man, they've had it, man. They've had it. And they know they're getting screwed, man. And they finally hearing. When I do a show and people call in New York especially, they overwhelming. I mean, you see, it's about time I heard somebody talk the truth. I'm tired of that garbage that I hear all the time. And that's the only thing I can do, you know, is tell it like it is, the way I believe. And you either believe me or you don't believe me. But just remember, you know, whether you vote for me or you don't, you're going to have to live with the results. That's it.
961-8900 if you want to talk to Grandpa Al Lewis on WAIF.
What happened to all my girlfriends in Cincinnati?
I don't know what happened to all your girlfriends.
Good Lord.
This is getting too late for them.
What'd they do, run them out of town? Good Lord, the burgers must have run them out of town.
Here's a question everybody gets asked when they come on Chris and Rob.
Yes.
How do you feel about the legalization of marijuana?
Legalization of marijuana?
Yeah.
Well, they got to say, what are you talking about? Is cigarettes legal and alcohol is legal? What is the difference, man?
Well, officially, you can't buy a joint at Walgreens is what we're saying.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying to you was, let me tell you something. You know what it's like?
Okay.
There ain't nobody who can monopolize, like the cigarette companies or the liquor distillers, the sale of these products. Now, with marijuana, you could grow it in the backyard, at your home. They can't monopolize. You can't grow no cigarettes at home. You can't distill no alcohol. That's a big job. Marijuana, man, that's a weed. That's where the word comes from. Back in the South in the 30s, when I used to travel through there in the 20s, it was called loco weed. If you read them old cowboy stories, they talk about loco weed along the road, that's what it was. And nobody can control that. If they could control it, man, they would legalize it immediately.
So pot is too democratic is what you're saying.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You know, it's an old story. Let me tell you something. If crap was worth a lot of money, poor people would be born without assholes.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Phone lines are open.
Did I say wrong?
No, you said it just right. Phone lines are open at 961-8900 if you want to talk to Al Lewis, Grandpa Munster from the old TV show. Hello, Jerry.
Hello.
How's it? Jerry, how are you, man?
How you doing?
Good.
Good to hear.
Thank you.
I just kind of asked my question, but I kind of have another one. What would you do as far as education go as far as New York and if you had to stay nationwide?
What would I do?
Yeah, as far as making schools
better. I'd take back all the money that them cats have been stealing, man. A school hasn't been built here in 50 years. Bricks are falling down, killed that little girl walking under. It's terrible disrepair. The whole roads, bridges, everything. Man, they're stealing the money, man. When I go to Albany and do a press conference, I said, well, all you intelligent reporters, you all know that this is the capital of New York State, but do you also know that this is the capital of piracy? Good Lord. John Lafitte, Captain Kidd, man, they're crying in their grave why they were born too soon. They had to go out in a high seas and battle for the booty. Over here, you ride it with a pen and you steal it.
There you go, Jerry.
That sounds good. I got one more question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I know a little bit about the Green Party, but can you kind of tell me what they stand for and what you stand for?
Well, first of all, just look around, man. I mean, like I say to people, you know, I'm in the November, December part of my life. What do I leave for my kids, my grandkids? I mean, what? Poison air, poison soil, poison water, while some cat is making all that money? That's insane, man. That's insane. I mean, the middle and the bottom is getting squeezed to death. And the top is, man, good Lord, they're swimming in the damn thing. Well, I'd take it from them.
Sounds good.
Heavy.
Finally, I mean, it's good to actually hear somebody running for office who has strong opinions and not just...
No, I ain't gonna wishy-wash nothing, man.
Correct. You don't have any advisors, do you, Grandpa? You don't have any pollsters or spin doctors.
You don't have Dick Morris,
do
you?
What do I need that for?
I don't know.
So you can finesse the truth.
What do I need that for?
Well, sometimes those guys can help you get hookers.
Like, I say like I believe, and hey, you gotta digest it. You don't believe it, that's cool. It's all right with me. I ain't gonna ram you nothing. You know, I ain't gonna shine you. I ain't gonna veneer you. Forget that, man. I ain't gonna scam you. I'm telling you the way I believe and what I would do. That's it, man.
All right. Anything else, Jerry?
No, man. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Go get him.
We'll take another call if you want to talk to Grandpa Munster here at 961-8900.
All them women.
Yeah, we want some women to call because are you like a, you know, a dirty old man kind of politician?
Do you... You don't have any women listeners?
Oh, we got a couple out. They'll be calling in next. 961-8900,
I'm sure. They must be busy at the motel.
Unless you're intimidating them, which could be.
Man, I would not. What are you talking about intimidating them? Are you great? I'm the greatest attraction for womanhood ever.
How's that?
Intimidating them.
Who's that laughing in the background?
That's my wife.
What's she like?
Well, she's half my age.
Oh, yeah. So she's 44.
Yeah, she can do it.
Oh, cool. Where'd you meet her?
Oh, we met in at rehearsal in the play.
Oh, what play were you in?
Let me see. Neil Simon's California Suite.
Really?
Yeah.
Was Neil there?
No, but I know Neil. I know him good Lord when he first started.
His friends
and
called
his
him Doc.
Danny.
Yeah, a guy called him Doc, right?
Yeah. And his brother Danny. Oh, yeah, I know Neil and Danny, sure.
961-8900. Now, with your involvement with the Green Party, are you in touch with Ralph Nader? Does he still have anything to do with that?
No, forget that.
Why? You don't agree with him about some things?
No, I agree with a lot of things, but I mean that, you know, him running for president, I mean, that was embarrassing, man. He didn't do no campaigning, no nothing.
So you don't think an endorsement from Ralph Nader might help your campaign?
If he wants to, I mean, I ain't going to ask him.
Well, Ralph Nader didn't get out and do the late night talk shows like you're
doing.
You
are right on the rain, man.
He just kind of put his name on the ballot.
Yeah,
He didn't get off his high horse.
He scheduled a meeting, he didn't show up, and he didn't jump back. Well, forget that, man. I don't even want to discuss that.
But you're going to be there for the people. When they want to know
that's
something.
That's it. Hey, you got questions, you ask me. You want my opinion? What am I going to do about this? I'll tell you.
What about violence at school? You know, kids are shooting kids taking guns to school. You know, what can we do about that? You don't want to illegalize guns because that's not right. But at the same time, you don't want kids to be able to get their mitts on a deadly weapon. What are you going to do?
No question about that. Well, let me tell you something. Because of my household, we got to straighten out them people who are living in the household who are adults, who are not minors. I mean, we've had all these tragedies, you know, I mean, kids out west, good Lord, planning these things, setting a fire alarm, and kids ran out and they opened up fire. I mean, let me tell you something, you know, violence in America, shoot, that's like apple pie, man. That's apple pie. Good Lord, I mean, it's not a question of censorship, but good Lord, if you watch television like them kids do, goddamn, I mean, man, in a week they must see 300 people shot, stabbed, cut their guts out. I mean, you become a nerd.
Television is different than it was back when you were doing the monsters,
good
isn't
Lord,
it?
Lord, of course it was. You couldn't do that there.
What do you think of TV these days? I mean, I obviously you think it's too violent.
Don't watch it.
Not at all?
No, don't watch. I ain't kidding you. The last 6 weeks, I think I turned it on 3 times to find out what the weather was.
But you don't watch Seinfeld or nothing like that?
No.
So I guess the last time you watched TV was probably back when the Monsters was on, huh?
I never saw that.
Why not? It's your show.
No, I didn't. I've never seen myself.
Really?
Well, I never saw the Munsters, never saw Carpet before, never saw Sergeant Bilko, and, I don't know, 200-300 other shows that I've done. No, I got more important things to do. I did it. I know what I did. That's it. You be the judge, man. He was good. He was terrific. He was lousy. I did it. I did the best I could with the talent that God gave me.
Well, we're going to have to let you go sooner or later, but we got to get some ladies to call in before we do.
Come on, Emma. Emma, come on out of the barn, drop the rake, and stop mucking around.
Right on. So, ladies
get
only,
on the phone.
961-8900 if you want to talk to a real-life celebrity, Grandpa Munster from the Munsters, who's also running for office, governor of New York. 961-8900 is the phone number, ladies only.
Who gets more strange, Grandpa Al, politicians or actors?
More strange.
Yeah.
You know, strange.
More women. More attention
from
you.
No, strange little thing.
Well, let me tell you something. I mean, they all have their clusters, man. Good Lord, they are. You know, they talk about Bill Clinton. Come on, man. Good Lord, in our day.
He's getting some strange.
Old day, you know, John Kennedy. You remember him?
He got some strange, didn't he?
What are you talking about? I mean, the cat used to, on Friday, had a makeup man come to the White House, put a mustache on him and a wig, and he'd get on a plane or a train and go down to the Carlyle Hotel, fancy hotel in New York City that his daddy owned and their family still owns, and have the sexual liaisons. And, Lord, I knew two of the actresses that, you know, were doing. They thought they would rub off on him or something. But, that ain't nothing new. That stuff don't rub off.
So who are two of those actresses that had soirees with JFK?
Ava Gardner?
Drop no dime.
Ava Gardner?
I ain't going to drop no dime.
Right. Would you if they were dead?
No. Okay. I wouldn't. You ain't going to say something nice my mother's telling me about something. No.
If you're not willing to leak information to the press, you'll never get very far in politics.
That's all right. That's all right. I may leak on the press.
Way to go.
Hey, I saw an article in the paper about this million youth march in Harlem. They want to have a million kids walk around.
They have a million. This is just a name, you know. They'll have a lot of kids. I don't know how many young people and speakers and stuff like that. And the mayor don't want to give them a permit. It can lead to an ugly confrontation, which I hope it doesn't.
So you're in favor of the march? You think you should go ahead and
march?
Yeah,
if people want to speak First Amendment, speak their piece. You know, I mean, I may not agree with everything. I may only agree with part of it. I may not agree with any of it. But, hey, man, look, you and I want to have a march to legalize, you know, hey, that's the First Amendment.
Well, in Cincinnati, we got a thing where we like to put up TV cameras all over the street light so we can videotape what the residents are doing.
Yeah, we got that in. I've been protesting that like crazy.
Well, that's not a good idea, is it?
Well, I'm against it. We got it here in Washington Square Park in Greenwich Village. And I've been protesting that. That's Benito Giuliani.
Well, we'll be getting more into this later in the program, but did you know that if you decide to take, you know, your little Nikon camera or whatever kind of camera you have in your top drawer and go down to the District 1 or police station or whatever police station is in your neighborhood and take pictures of all the police officers coming in and out of the police station, they'll stop you and they'll potentially arrest you if you don't cease taking pictures of the police officers?
I didn't know that. Is that an ordinance, a city ordinance?
In Cincinnati it is. I don't know about there in Manhattan, but I'd be careful if you decide to do a photo project for, you know, your college photography course on policemen.
No, I mean, let me tell you something. That's a bad situation,
it's
man.
A double standard.
That's a bad situation that people in the city allow that. First of all, allow that cameras mounted on. We got that here in Washington Square Park.
Well, what they say is well, you have cameras in the mall. If you go to the mall or...
Yeah, but that's a private... but not in a public thoroughfare in the street.
They say if you go to Burger King or the local carryout, you're probably on a video camera.
Yeah,
so why can't we...
And you go to the bank, too. But not in the street, in a public thoroughfare. I'm against that. In a park.
Now, is that because of fear of Big Brother or because you don't want... You feel like you're some sort of privacy has been violated?
Well, both. I don't need nobody looking at me. I mean, I had enough of them guys in the men's room, sneaky peekers.
And people look at you every day in syndication, too, if you think about
it.
That's right. Well, Lewis, it's great talking to you on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, where I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob. Where are the broads? Mm-hmm. Couldn't get any broads to call in.
Good Lord, I can't believe that. I knew I never should have answered that phone when it rang. I knew it. Man, these guys... Whew, man, they're pitching shutout with women, man. We got to get some DHs in, man, for you guys, man.
You're saying it's that damn boys club from Cincinnati calling again.
What's that?
You're thinking it's that damn boys club in Cincinnati calling again.
Yeah, good Lord.
So last chance, ladies, 961-8900.
Can we get a call from a convent or something?
I guess a nun would be good enough, huh?
I take it.
Old lady, anything.
I want to hear a feminine voice. Where they all out, man? They all out on the road? What are they doing, man?
They're intimidated by you.
No, it ain't that. They probably, you know, I tell you, one thing I do know, you know, Cincinnati's got a lot of motels, and them motels are so low class, they don't have phones. And that's why they can't get to them.
That's probably it.
That's it.
All right, thanks a lot, Grandpa Al.
Hey, thank you. Hey, to you and all your lovely listeners, really, I wish what I would wish myself. God bless you all.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye. It's Grandpa Al Lewis running for governor of New York. You heard it here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WIF Cincinnati, what radio is meant to be. I think he's got a shot. I think it's an outside shot. I think it's a long shot. I think it's going to take some doing. But, you know, more and more, people are getting fed up with the Democrats and Republicans. You mentioned New Mexico, the Green Party, his party. having some success in New Mexico, but yeah, they're raking in like 13-15% of the vote in some races in New Mexico, which is bad news for the Democrats because most of those people would vote Democrat in a two-way race.
I got bad news for the Chris and Rob show.
What's that? We ain't broad listeners.
Where's the ladies?
Where's the chick?
Where's the ladies? We'll be right back. This is the Chris and Rob show. Harry Nilsson with I Guess the Lord Must Be in New York City, or at least Grandpa Munster is.
You know, he was calling Rudolph Giuliani, the mayor of New York City, Benito Giuliani. Obvious reference to Benito Mussolini, Il Duce.
That's funny.
Hey, you know, Il Duce's granddaughter. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Are you ready for this? This is going to be big. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Are you sitting down?
Uh-huh.
Benito Mussolini's granddaughter had a nice career posing nude and doing all kinds of nudie stuff in Italy. Now she's elected to their Congress, their parliament, their diet, their worms, whatever the heck it is.
Just goes to show you.
Yeah, they're in like this whole fascism thing is kind of coming back in Italy. It's kind of fashionable. It's like fashionable fascism. It's back in Italy.
It is? Well, I know that every now and then you get neo-Nazis popping up in Germany, but I didn't know that fascism was big in Italy again.
It's not big, but it's just, you know, when a country goes through something as traumatic as just being swamped in a world war and then being ran by a dictator who you end up hanging and dragging through the street and spitting on and hacking to death, then do you vote that guy's granddaughter into parliament because she's pretty and you think maybe we were wrong 30 years ago or 50 years ago when we decided fascism was bad. Maybe we should have kept Mussolini. He wasn't the problem. What the hell are they thinking?
I guess it all depended on how that centerfold went for her, huh? This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. Lines are open, and now we are your broadcast buddies. So if you spill your guts, if you want to talk about life, if you got personal problems or you don't know how to fix an appliance or something around the house, if you're having trouble deciding on how you'd like to invest that grand you just inherited from your dead uncle, or whatever, our phone lines are open and our hearts are wide open. 749-1444.
We need to quit beating around the bush. If we want to attract a bigger audience, we have to start getting in touch with feelings. Men want to talk about how to do things. Men want to talk about sports or what they did that day, or they want to ask their friend, what did you do that day? But I think to be inclusive, what we need to do is we need to talk about feelings. We need to talk about our feelings. We shouldn't just talk about the skim the surface of the issues. We got to talk about how it makes us feel, our hopes, our fears, our dreams, the possibilities of each and every exciting moment. That's the kind of stuff we need to start talking about. We need to start getting in touch with what makes us tick and not just build verbal schematics about how to get a mouse out of someone's apartment. We need to quit running away from ourselves. We need to look in the mirror and let the cold, hard light of reality shine through into our very souls and undergo an examination. That's what we need to do. Rolling down on my face, trying to forget my
feelings of love. 749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, if you'd like to call in. And I think we finally do have a lady on hold. Hello, Nikki.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing tonight?
I'm actually just driving from the airport, and I heard you screaming for help, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Well, where were you when we had our guest on who said he needed to talk to a lady? Were you listening then?
I wasn't on. I just got in a rental car, and I'm driving to my hotel, and I called.
Well, we got to get Grandpa Munster back on the phone so you can say hello to him.
I don't know what he wants to talk about.
Politics. So just politics.
Did you ever see the Munsters TV show?
Sure.
Remember Grandpa Munster?
Oh, uh-huh.
He's running for governor in New York now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, how does that make you feel, Nikki?
Well, why not, right? He couldn't do a bad job. He couldn't do a worse job.
He couldn't do any worse than the situation they got now with Governor Pataki and who's that, Mayor Giuliani?
Mayor Giuliani.
That guy's
Rudolph.
Nuts, isn't he?
I don't know. I used to live in Albany, New York, though, and I could say that. I lived right around the corner from the governor's mansion. They've got a pretty cushy job. I could see why they maybe wouldn't want to give it up.
Well, who was the governor then, Nikki?
I think it was Pataki.
And how did you feel about Governor Pataki?
I didn't really give a care one way or another.
Where did you fly in from tonight,
actually,
Nikki?
I came in from Florida.
And how were your feelings about your trip in Florida?
Well, I was glad that we didn't get hit by the hurricane. So
I guess you
was,
got back just in time, didn't you?
It was. I'm optimistic.
Hey, I think we got Grandpa Munster back on hold, and he just wants to say, when was the last time you talked to a television celebrity, Nikki?
Probably never.
Well, you're about to.
It's exciting.
Here we go. Hello, Al Lewis. Are you back with us?
Yeah.
You there?
Hello.
Hello, Grandpa Lewis.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you? Haven't talked to you in a while. We got a lady on the phone. We figured you wanted to talk to a lady so bad, we got you one.
Where'd you go, to the parking lot?
No, she just came in from the airport.
Oh.
She just flew in from Florida just to talk to you, Al Lewis.
Oh, I love that.
Hello there. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you? What's your name?
My name is Nikki.
What?
Nikki.
Mickey?
Nikki, yes.
Nikki. Oh, yeah. That's a good sound. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Yeah. Wait, you live in Cincinnati?
I'm sorry?
You live in Cincinnati?
No, I live in Orlando, Florida.
In Orlando, Florida?
Yes, and I'm here in Cincinnati on business.
You, business?
Business.
Oh, I mean, I can understand that, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, and what kind of business are you in?
I'm in marketing.
What are you, Mark? What is the product?
The product is real estate.
You're selling Orlando real estate in Cincinnati?
No, it's kind of a long story. But why don't you tell me about your running for mayor?
Governor.
Governor. He's running for governor.
Oh, that's even better. Governor, sorry.
Yeah. Have you ever gone out with politicians?
No.
Would you like to?
No.
Why not?
I don't like to be lied to. How's that?
Nikki, Grandpa Munster doesn't lie, though. He's not really a politician.
Nikki, wait, you're telling me that you have never been lied to by a man before?
Probably once or twice, but I,
Just once or twice?
Probably.
Well, you've been living in a cave?
No, I'm married, though, and I have a good husband.
Married?
I'm married.
And you, of course, know that your husband tells the truth.
Absolutely.
Oh, there's no question about it.
No, there's not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, where's he now, your husband?
My husband is in Florida. He's in Orlando.
Oh, he's in Orlando?
Yes.
Is he at home?
He's at home alone.
At least that's what he would like you to think.
No, well, he's with
wait a minute. He's at home alone?
He's home alone a lot because I travel. I'm on the road about 4 days a week. And I trust him. How about that?
See, now that's a very healthy attitude. We're glad, Nikki, that there's more people like you.
You know something? I'm glad that you think the way you do. I really am, and I hope and pray that your trust is not betrayed.
Oh, I don't think so.
What about you, Nikki? You sound pretty young and vibrant. You get urges, I'm sure. You're out away from your husband out on the road.
Well, he's pretty good at satisfying them once I get home, so I don't have to worry about it.
So he's got 3 days to do it, and then you're back on the road again.
He's well rested. He gets to rest during the weekend, and then come home on the weekends.
Well, in other words, you're implying he needs the rest because you really
that's
work.
Right. That's
you work
right.
Your mind, though, don't you?
I'm a healthy young woman.
Well, Nikki, you know, we sort of put you on the spot tonight, and we apologize in retrospect for having put you on the spot. Is there any questions that you have for a real live television actor who used to play Grandpa Munster on The Munsters?
Well, what would be his first priority if he's elected governor of New York?
What would be the first what, dear?
Your first priority as governor. What would be the first thing you...
First priority?
Yes.
Is get the money back that's been stolen.
And what would you do with it?
I'd distribute it. Build schools, daycare centers. I'd build housing.
Well, that sounds good.
Education and housing is usually a good thing.
No, absolutely. We could use more education. That's a good idea. Well, I wish you luck.
Thank you very much, Nikki.
And you all have fun tonight.
And I wish you luck.
Thank you.
You know, yeah. How long are you staying in Cincinnati?
Actually, I leave tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Where do you go?
Down into Kentucky tomorrow.
What part of Kentucky?
Well, down into Louisville, Lexington.
No.
Yes.
Our youngest son teaches at the University of Kentucky in Lexington.
Oh, so are you a basketball fan? I mean,
No. I somewhat. But he's a professor of philosophy and Latin down there.
Wow, great.
Yeah. That's a coincidence. That's amazing. You're going to Kentucky. Yeah. As a matter of fact, let's see. Tomorrow, school starts.
Tomorrow, school starts?
The semester starts at the university on Wednesday, tomorrow.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I hope you have a safe trip, honey.
Thanks.
Really.
Good luck with Governor.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Pleasure talking to you.
Okay.
Thanks, Grandpa Lewis.
Yeah, I hope you get lucky, Nikki.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's supposed to mean what it sounds like.
Okay, thanks.
You put your own slant on it. What do I care?
All right. Thank you very much.
Dirty old man, you.
Do what?
I said, you're a dirty old man. What do you mean, what's that supposed to mean?
You're the dirty old man.
No, I ain't. I said, I hope you get lucky. I hope the plane takes off and lands at the same time.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Yay, thank you.
You still there, Nikki?
I'm here.
All right, have we abused you enough tonight? Or
I've had about enough.
Okay.
You'll have to find another female to torture now.
Something tells me you're about
torture.
It. But we appreciate every moment of it.
I resemble that remark. What do you mean, torture?
I was just trying to help out. Bye.
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 This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I guess a couple phone lines might be open here in a minute.
749-1444, WAIF, Cincinnati.